before buyers see your home, its features, its view and updates and things like that, on occasion the buyer will want to know about the community your property resides in, a condominium, a villa, or a home, or out on acreage, whatever the case. And they might want to see, again, not just the features, but are there restrictions? Can they put up a fence? Can they put up an outbuilding? Just a small one or something sizable, depends upon the location. Are there any special assessments? Are there any annual fees? What are the monthly fees? What do the monthly fees cover? Can they put in a swing set, a pool, a fence, like I said, an outbuilding? What are the limitations? What do they allow the neighbors to do that maybe somebody wants to live in a community where you can't do certain things? What are the restrictions? So the indentures, also known as the rules and regulations. So what we're asking from you is to supply those to us pretty quickly upon your home coming on the market. Ideally, before it's officially on the market, you can email those to us. They're rarely 10 or 20 pages, oftentimes 40, 50, 70, 80, 90 pages long. And ideally, you have a current copy and you can email that to us. And what we would ask you to do, if you don't have those, to contact the trustee in your subdivision or your condominium complex, whatever the case, and acquire that copy. You as the homeowner, oftentimes, if you live there, can get that much faster than we can, just because you're a resident. Now, if you inherited the property, we understand that they don't know you from anything, and it might be a bit of a challenge. We're happy to jump in those cases to see how we could track them down. And then the question might be, do you know who the trustee is, what their phone number is, what the phone number is, as well as their contact information, email, that type of a thing. So the indentures are really important to some people before they even review the property. Other people, when they make the offer on the home, will make it contingent upon review. And there's a special form you'll see here at this web page called Review of the Indentures, which then allows the purchaser to exit the contract. We'd much prefer they read those things in advance of writing the offer, because the last thing we need to do is create another contingency in the sale contract, which allows the buyer to walk after they've reviewed the indentures. And again, when you have condominiums, a lot of times you're going to have some financial reports in there about the health of the association. And, you know, there's some complexes that the buyer wants to find out, is the roof covered? Is the deck covered for their HOA fees, homeowner association fees? And are there any special assessments, that type of thing? So getting this information pretty quickly is important up front to avoid any contingent contracts with that clause in it. Thanks for listening.